Welcome one, welcome all to the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. If you like going off-roading in Toyotas, ranching on Toyotas, camping in Toyotas, and maybe even poking a little bit of fun at Toyotas, and of course, hearing about how awesome electricity is in Toyotas, then this is the podcast for you. That's right, ladies and gentle ladies. My name is Tyler. This is episode 256 of the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. And I have here in the studio a special guest and Jimmy, who's not as special as a special guest. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You're still special, though.
Thank you. Yeah. Just in a different way.
In a different way. Yeah.
We're not going to let this special guest talk in for a little while.
No.
Because you introduced me before him.
Yeah.
Or it. Or them.
Them. They. I don't know how they, what is their pronoun? I don't know what their pronoun would be.
Oh, that's so confusing.
Good thing his microphone is off.
He's bring screaming him right now.
Not happy about that. This is going to be a fun episode. It's a Monday episode.
Monday
fun day. So we got some fun stuff lined up for you guys, as always. Let's see. The first thing that we want to get to is I want to know how your day is.
Oh, it's been great. Thanks for asking.
Okay, that's good. So Next thing I want to know is what's the meaning of life, James?
42.
Perfect. Thank you. That actually answers a lot of questions.
Mm?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad.
We're going to have, we got some birthdays to go through. We've got some voicemails to go through. We've got some gift boxes to talk about. We've got a guest to introduce. We've got, let's see what else we've got.
A myriad of things.
So, the King of the Hammers VIP trip with Gear Wrench is still going on.
Yes, barely.
Barely.
You got like a week to go.
Yeah. We're coming up on Christmas here. So hopefully everybody's bought my presents for me.
Mm-hmm. You went to my OnlyFans list and bought Tyler his presents.
That's right. I forgot about that. Christmas is coming up. Hopefully everybody's ready for the holidays, ready to spend some time with your loved ones and spend some time getting away from work. I know that I'm going to try and hopefully have everybody associated with Morflight taking some downtime here. I know that we are backed up with orders, but I think it's important for people to disconnect from work every once in a while, especially around the holidays. So I apologize that Morflight orders are taking a while to get out the door. We do have a lot of them to catch up on, but at the same time, I want to make sure that we're taking care of the employees too. So hopefully everybody is going to be enjoying their Christmas plans and New Year's plans. We have plans to get episodes out in between there for you guys. And hopefully we don't lose another one like 249. but we'll see. No promises. We have that. Let's see. December giveaway. What's going on for December's giveaway?
Yeah. For December, you have your choice.
My choice. I get to choose.
Winner's choice.
Oh.
You're the winner.
Can I win? I want to win.
You can choose between any snail armor product or any Morflight product.
Nice. Sounds good. And we're going to have some fun products rolling in here soon, or at least to talk to everybody about. I don't know if we'll be able to talk before the end of the month, just because I'm not sure where they're at right now.
Yeah.
But winner's choice.
I know where mine is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's yours?
In the snail shop.
Must be nice to get all your inventory in, Jimmy.
Yeah. It is, but it's still a fiasco.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to the new year before I do my next purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want my taxes to be all screwed.
Yeah. Things get all weird when you start purchasing inventory right around New Year's. So, cool, man. Let's see. What else did I say we have? We have some birthdays.
Birthdays.
Let's do some birthdays, shall we?
Yes, real quick.
Before we get into birthdays, we have a few new signups.
Before we get to new signups, I just want to say thanks to all of our patrons.
Yes, absolutely.
Big thank you.
Yeah. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do some really cool stuff like the gift box that we're going to be talking about here in a little bit. So having your guys' support behind us, listening to the show, engaging on social media, talking to manufacturers or vendors when you call in to order stuff and say you heard about them on Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. It goes a really long way to ensuring that we get to keep doing really awesome stuff for everybody. So, and that manufacturers and vendors stay excited about working with us and keeping in contact with you guys. So, the patrons are kind of the keystone of all of that. They really help keep us moving and keep us motivated. And without you guys, this podcast would not be going on. So thank you guys. And especially thank you to these three newbies. We have the three new FNGs here.
Do you know what keystone means?
Yeah. Keystone is it's the term for the stone at the very top of an archway that holds all the support of the arch.
Correct.
Yep.
Wow, good for
you. So the patrons are the support that holds the podcast together.
Man, yeah. We're going to get so many gifts from B. Murphy on that one.
All right. The more you know. So the three FNGs from November was Mr. Martin.
Thanks, Mr. Martin.
Mr. Dirt Traveler.
Mr. Dirt Traveler, thank you.
And Little Wicks.
Little Wicks again.
Again.
Yes.
So thank you guys for signing up and for the support you give us. We also have some birthdays. So as of December this year.
Well, I just want to clarify something real quick, because in case anybody is curious, how did Little Wicks win the Pro Link?
Uh-huh.
Because I have had a few people go, that seems very odd. An Ultra 4 driver just won.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that we're talking about him right away is apparently his credit card failed.
Oh, really?
Or it expired or something, or it got compromised. And so he got a new card and then he signed up. Gotcha. And so that made him a new patron because he signed up with a new card, right? And if you watched the Instagram reel, that's probably now expired, but if you do want to see it, I still have it saved.
Yeah.
Where we do the drawings live, you will see that he legitimately won.
Yeah. We use just Google random number generator. That's what we use. And it's literally on the Google homepage. It turns Google into a little thing where you can put in number one through whatever and then hit go and Google will give you a random number.
Correct.
I don't know what algorithm they're using, but whatever algorithm they use is what we use to choose and decide who wins.
And we use that every single time.
Yep.
So there you go.
Justin signed up on November 21st. So he was in there before the end of the month.
Yep. He re-signed up.
Re-signed up, yeah.
Because he was signed up last month, but for some reason it kicked him out.
Yeah, it kicked him out.
And then he had to sign up again.
Yeah.
So
We have...
Thank you for your support.
We have two birthdays.
Ooh,
1 years.
Two
1 years. One of them is Brian Newton.
Hey, Brian. Thank you.
Who I believe...
Newt.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. So, Mr. Newt. And then the next one is a really good buddy of ours. He has no soul.
Jason or Chris isn't patrons.
Nope, neither of those.
Soul.
He's a ginger.
Oh, CJ?
CJ with a CJ.
CJ, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah.
I just talked to him the other day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's good.
Me and him have been nerding out over... cryptocurrencies that you can gain via radio frequencies. You can mine via radio frequencies.
Oh my God.
If you're a super nerd out there, look that up. It's called helium.
Put that on our other podcast.
Put it on our, the other podcast we're doing. Has anybody found that yet?
I don't think so.
You don't think anybody's found it yet?
Nobody's said anything about it.
All right. We'll have to see if
I don't know how they would connect the dots though.
I don't know either. I don't think we have anything linking together. So it'd be a matter of whoever finds it first. Maybe we should make a prize for it. anyways, those are the 1 years. We have two of them. So thank you guys for the 1 year birthdays. We have 2 year birthdays.
How many?
A few.
Oh geez. Okay.
First one, Trevor Clark.
Hey Trevor, thank you.
Sergio Rodriguez.
Sergio, gracias.
Dirt Dooley,
James, thanks.
Mr. First Gen Mike.
It is James, right?
James Dooley.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Thanks.
Mike Toronto.
Mike. First gen. Thank you.
Drift Punk.
Ooh, Mr. He's a ginger, too.
He is. Oh, that's right.
I didn't know that until I met him. It took me a second to connect those dots.
Yeah.
He's tall, too.
He is pretty tall.
Why is everybody so freaking tall?
Because you're really short.
No, I'm like normal-ish. No,
you're like really short.
No, I'm not.
You're like Kevin Jones short.
I think he's even taller than me.
Oh, man.
By like a hair.
Yeah, I've actually been hearing more and more people. There's like, oh, there's this really awesome guy over at LKQ.
Oh, yeah.
That's been helping me find parts on stuff. I was like, oh, interesting. Nice.
I wonder who that would be.
Next one for 2-year anniversary, 2-year birthday is Alan Noviaski.
Hey, Alan. Thanks.
Joe Santos.
Santos. Thank you.
And none other than Mr. Steve Summers.
Total Off-Road Podcast.
Mr. Total Off-Road Podcast.
Supporting. Look at that. Another podcast supporting a podcast.
I know. It's great. I love it.
Yep. And we support them. We're on their $10 tier.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve and everybody else on that list, thank you all for the support. It goes a really long way just to know that there's people out there willing to support us like that
for 2 years. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So hopefully this COVID stuff will be coming to a close semi soon, and we'll be able to get together and do some meetups and meet everybody.
Yeah. Like out in Illinois,
or we can just go to Kentucky, and that way we can go to Tyson this time.
Yeah.
Rather than Tyson come out to us.
Kentucky. So. As long as we go bourbon tasting.
Right.
Or is that Tennessee? Kentucky bourbon.
Kentucky.
No. Kentucky.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Don't look at me.
Well, isn't Jack Daniels in Tennessee? You're talking to
the guy that makes Flaming Peanuts, Jimmy.
That's true. Touche. All right.
Oh, man.
Do we have a voicemail?
We have 2 voicemails. I'm 2 a little voicemails. Worried. I haven't listened to these. I did talk to one of the people that left one of them, and he said that it was a doozy, so be prepared. And then the other one is from Australia.
Doozy being long?
Could be.
Okay.
It's 1:05 long.
I think he's calling us out again for calling him vegetarian again.
Maybe. No, not him. It's a different guy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And then they're the ones in Australian number.
Oh, good.
Again, so.
We got feedback on the Australian making us laugh so hard the last one. So maybe they're calling to apologize.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think they are going to apologize.
I doubt it. All right. So the first one here, let's do the long-winded one first. And we'll see what he has to say. I can't even read through it. It's just a lot. So let's see what Mr. Jason has to say from Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
Oh, man.
Yes, hello. This is Shirley. As in Shirley, nobody likes Fireball. And just wanted to say that episode 1 or 250, you guys have too many damn episodes. It was awesome with the assistant and the secretary. You should have them on more often. A wealth of knowledge there. Anyways, they forgot one item that's very, very important, and that's a tube of Vagisil. Always carry a tube of Vagisil, not only for your female passengers, but your male passengers. Because when you get that itch, it is really annoying. Just like a Toyota banging off its rev limiter at 3 a.m. Very, very annoying. So put that tube of Vagisil in that glove compartment and make everybody happy that rides along with you. That is all I have. Keep up the great work, guys. Looking forward to more episodes.
That's great.
I want to see the Aussies follow that one up.
Let's see what they have to do. I don't know if anybody can follow that one. We may have to call that one for the day.
I'm now going to add a tube of Vagisil to my vehicle so I can make sure that somebody has some out on the trail next time I wheel with him.
Well, you've seen the Vagisil button in the buggy, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a dispenser.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the throttle pedal.
No, it's kind of like a hand cream.
That's what makes the passenger seat wet.
Yes. The Vagisil button. Oh, man. Thank you, Shirley, for those kind words. I'm glad you enjoyed having the assistant and the secretary on. We will definitely pass along the feedback that Vagisil should be added to whenever the ladies come out.
So, I wonder if her last name is Temple.
Shirley Temple, possibly. All right, so let's see what the Australians have to say today.
Yeah, g'day. Listening to the podcast, and you're talking about what the spoiler on your Forerunner's for. You've got them in Australia everywhere. It lets airflow down the back window and keeps the dust off your back window when you're on a dirt road. Not like you got many of them in California. Anyway, keep crawling.
That was the other piece of feedback I was forgetting about, was the spoiler on the Forerunner. So
we have had two comments, and that was one of them. Uh-huh. The Aussie said it keeps the dirt off the back window, which makes sense for Australia.
Yep.
Because they apparently have a lot of dirt roads out there.
Because they don't have any paved roads.
They don't have any paved roads. Yeah. The other feedback that we received was that that airflow that's being pushed down across the back window, which could be pushing the dust off the back window, is also keeping exhaust fumes from coming up and into the window if it's open.
Ah, that's good to know. I guess both of those do not apply to me anyway. So, because I've got my exhaust dumping before my rear axle. So,
before the rear axle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still coming out the back of your vehicle, probably.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. It's I don't think it's coming out and immediately trying to go up into the window, though. I don't know. I think it has time to dilute and mix with other air before coming in as a concentrated dose.
Sure.
But if my back window is open, it's because I'm rock crawling and
and you're going slow.
I'm going slow, so it doesn't. It, so spoiler, it's holding
underneath your vehicle.
Yeah, I have this nice cloud of noxious gases under my rig while I'm rock crawling. So let's see. So that one, and then the other one is going fast down dirt roads. I just don't do it. So
you do to some extent.
I don't have bump stops. I can't go fast.
Yeah.
No, I have front bump stops now.
Now so, you do. You're halfway there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my rear bump stops are called my shocks. So
they're also your limiting straps.
They're also my limiting straps. Oh man. I don't know. I repurposed the spoiler to hold lights instead. So since I'm moving in the overland direction, overlandish direction.
5 HPs for every light you add, I hear.
So I just added 10 horsepower on the back of the vehicle, and I don't know, would that be 50 horsepower on the front? So
yeah, but you already had that one.
Kind of. This one has a laser on it, though.
Oh,
yeah.
That's like way more horsepower.
That's like at least 6 horsepower.
Yeah.
So, lasers. The sharks with lasers on their freaking foreheads. Kermit's got a laser on his freaking nose.
Spoil.
His mustache. Oh man. All right, so let's see, was there anything else before we let this gentleman start talking here?
Oh, you called him a gentleman.
I know, he does not fit that description at all.
I think we should jump into today's main topic.
All righty, then go ahead and sit on back, relax. Today we get to be talking about gift boxes. Hopefully everybody except Carlos has gotten them. He returned his apparently, so gift boxes. If you got one, you know. If you know, you know, right? What is that? The IYKYK?
If you know, you know.
Yep. And if you did not get one, then you're about to know. You're about to learn some of the cool stuff that we do in gift boxes. So,
But did not get one.
So you're going to have to wait until next October now.
Yeah.
If you didn't sign up. So, without further ado, go ahead and grab your favorite drink. If you want to play along with your gift box, pull your gift box out. We can go through and explain what all these items are here. And we'll be right on back with the gentle lady over here and Jimmy and myself to go over some gift boxes. So welcome back, everybody. We have a special guest in the studio because we're going to be talking about something that he helped build.
Construct.
I didn't need of those things.
Manufester.
Did you say fester?
Manifester.
I helped delay manifest. The box, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so if anybody has issues about the box and the timing of how long it was, Corey, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. I am not Garrett's Corey. He is no longer with us.
Yeah. Nice.
Today's Crescent Corey.
Yeah, Crescent Corey. No, it's nice to have you in the studio, bud. So we got Garrett's Corey here in the studio. Because we're going to be talking about the gift box that just went out to everybody. Hopefully everybody has received them by now.
Everybody but Carlos.
Everybody but Carlos? Why didn't Carlos get it?
I got it back. Oh.
Okay. So Carlos, we have your box apparently.
Yeah. We've talked and figured out what the problem was.
Gotcha. Okay. So
his should be in the mail by the time this comes out.
Gotcha. So, we had a lot of fun things in this box. Jimmy and I have been talking about it. It was a themed box this time. Mm-hmm. What was the theme, sir?
Electrical?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that how you'd theme it?
Yep. Electrical. It's an electrical box.
Yeah.
So everything in the box this time was able to be used for electrical work. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun goodies in there. I had fun kind of putting this together, and apparently I'm just learning now that there was some other stuff put in the box that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
So
we purposely kept those from you, mainly because the boxes wouldn't have gotten out because that product would have been gone.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you would have stolen all 50 of them.
Possibly.
That's so too funny.
What else? I mean, was there anything else about this box, or was it just the electrical themed? Anything else you want to add before we get into it on some of the parts in there and some of the items in there?
No, I thought it was really neat how when we were trying to develop or figure out what we wanted to put in the box, and we figured that we wanted to include the first major item. And then after that, it kind of all spurred into, well, what else goes with that?
Yeah.
And that's how the box kind of originated, you know, and that's how we figured out what we were going to add into the box. And that's originally or eventually what determined the theme of the box, which was, I thought that was a lot of fun. Once we figured out a theme, it was like, really helped us determine what we wanted to put inside of the box. So,
yeah, we've been getting a lot of good feedback on them.
Yes, tons.
People are really liking the stuff that came in the gift box this time. Not that they didn't really like them last time, but
I wasn't involved last time, so
fair. See what happens when Gearwrench Corey gets involved.
Well, slight bird walk, we are going to need something for the next box. I already know.
Well, we need to get that request in like tomorrow.
Yes.
Seeing how we can determine how late the other box was.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it was not my fault. It was only half my fault. I didn't order it on time, and then there was a delay, and it sat in a port for God knows how long.
I know
how that works.
Right?
Yeah. So cool, man. Let's see. So what's some of the items? Let's start
Shall
off.
Shall we start at the top or the bottom?
Let's start at the top because then everything else kind of goes with that item, like Agreed. You said. So yeah. Let's start there.
Oh, he's tossing it to me because I got to remember because it's been so long since we put together this box. So it's our Weller battery power soldering tool. So we have two different styles. So this one actually... I think what probably took the longest was the fact that there was batteries already in the box. No, I was kidding. No, this actually was right on time. But this is a cool little handle thing. So it's our BP 65 MP. So it's really light duty. So it's perfect for if you would just need to put together something on the trail, if you just need to solder a connection together, this thing will 100% do it. Yeah. Now, if you're looking to do a bunch of boards, if you're looking to do heavy chip work, I mean, we've got other options here, but this is like the perfect. Throw it in your toolbox emergency if you need it. It will get you by. We'll solder pretty much almost anything that's out in the trail for you.
It's pretty interesting. It's 100, it says there, 140 watt draw on it, and it gets up to 900 degrees.
Yeah, so 4.5 watts. And then 900 degrees Fahrenheit.
4.5 watts, Jesus.
Yeah,
I was way off.
Yeah, I was like, where are you getting that number out?
Wow.
But yeah, so it's only 30 seconds till it gets fully hot. So it's, wow. it goes pretty quick. So so I know everyone's like, I thought you were gearing squirt. So Weller is one of the other many things that we do. But yeah, so a nice German company. But this thing's really kind of cool. It comes with a little cover. Got a little soldering like a stand on it. So if you need to put a stand on it while you're soldering, you can do it. But yeah, so this runs on AA batteries. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. Pretty standard.
And by far it's got a lot of cool features to it, but it's wireless. Yeah. And that's by far the best thing for a portable trail, like electronical kit is, you know, you don't have to worry about plugging this in or having an inverter or anything else. You can just, you know, slap the batteries inside of it and you've got yourself a soldering iron if you need to repair some wires on the trail.
Yep. Yeah. So once we kind of found that, I think we were kind of talking with you about it and was kind of like, what are some good trail tools? Just picking your brain, you're like, well, there's this great thing that Weller has. And we were like, oh, that's cool. And then it just totally flowed from there. It was really neat to kind of start off with that one and then just kind of have it snowball into everything else. So along with that was another item that kind of got held up. And that's that's the one that held up all the boxes.
Yeah, let's talk about the long tail.
Yeah,
the long tail item.
But it's still a really cool item, and I think it's definitely absolutely worth it having it in there. So
to be fair, right? So halfway, it's not my fault. It was added on at the end. It was like, hey, can you get this? And me being like, yeah, I can get that for us. No problem. And I went and looked at it. I was like, no, I can't get it. Oops. We had it. Yeah. But it's the brass sponge in the holder. So it's, one of the cool things about that brass sponge, everyone uses like the regular sponges.
Yeah, I've only ever used that. So having this brass sponge thing in there, I'm actually, you've used it. You have one.
Yep, I have one at home.
And that's, I've never used it.
Because you got the sample one.
Yeah.
And I got a package the other day. I give you, and it's a nice little shirt on it. It's very funny, the shirt, but the brass sponges, it helps save your tips, a lot of it. So, I mean,
important thing to save your tip.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt your tip.
Yeah. Just the tips, you know? So, but overall, like it also, it cleans it off a little bit better and easier, so you don't blob as much. Mm-hmm. So it just makes it nice and easy to work with, and it's a lot more reusable than a regular sponge. You just burn through it.
And you say if you don't have water nearby,
correct?
That's the thing about sponges. You have to keep them wet or moist in order to make sure that they work properly. And if you don't have water nearby for whatever reason, you know, you don't need it. You just have this brass sponge that sits in this nice little holder, and
So it's what it looks like is we keep saying sponge, but it actually really kind of does. It look like a sponge? It doesn't look like a sponge, right?
It looks almost like a dish scrubber.
Yes.
But correct. It's heavier duty kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it looks like a steel wool.
It's really it's a wire sponge is what it is. Like just sponge, like wire sponge, was a little bit different. And the actual thing that actually held it up, it was, I mean, yeah, we can make the wire sponge. It was the silicone holder that you put the sponge in. Anything's obviously silicone or anything out there for a long period of time was pretty hard to make and get, because just resin itself in silicone.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nice. So we have the soldering iron, portable soldering iron, which is pretty freaking cool. A great trail item and something to keep the tip clean with it. So what else do we have that goes with a soldering iron?
Yeah, we got the crimpers. It's like a 19-in-1. It's something. It's super high number.
Yeah, it's the basic. So it's the all-in-one crimper stripper.
There you go.
So we got you some strippers in there. So those are, you know.
Save your dollars.
You know, yep. So save you some dollars there so you don't have to do that. But yeah.
So keep your tip clean for their strippers.
That's right. Okay. So this is the multi version of that. I believe this is the gear wrench one, right? We didn't get the Crescent.
Correct.
One.
Correct.
Yeah, gear wrench one. So the gear wrench one, it's the multi-purpose one. So you can actually, it has the little dies in there, so you can cut the different diameters in it. So it's not the spring loaded one that Tyler likes, that the auto strippers. The
auto strippers,
Because the reason why most professionals like that, because you can crimp it as the crimper in this. It has the different dies in it, and then it also has the different wire size that you could strip in it. So it's a fully multi-tool one.
It also has the just a straight up cutter.
Correct. Mm, correct. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So the die cutter in it is nice. And then the regular just straight up, like I'm gonna cut some stuff because I'm out with that wire because it just jacked up my whole project. Yeah. And a cutter too. So yeah, it's a simple tool. It's been around for a long time, but it's one of those nice things to always have. And you should have in your trail rig, you know, because I think all of us has run into that. I mean, Tyler more than anyone else because he's got like 19 lights now and all he's wired.
I'm going overland status, guys.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if you talked about your motor. We just took a ride
in Kermit.
Kermit, yeah. And the
we
motor
talked about
the
that on Thursday's episode.
Yeah. So not to ruin that, but yeah. So I mean,
wait, what happened to the motor?
Your windshield wiper motor in the rear.
Oh, the windshield wiper motor. Got it.
So you'll hear a bit more of that about Thursday, but last Thursday, but yeah. So it's interesting to see that one be used for that maybe instead of your other stripper.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love these things. They're a great multi-tool and that's the perfect application for the trail is because these things cover the gamut on stripping, crimping, cutting, and all that sort of things out while you're out on the trail. I mean, yeah, there's probably better strippers or there's probably better cutters, but now you don't really have to focus on worrying about us carrying three different tools. Cause you know, or, you know, like a crimping tool, a cutting tool, and, I don't know, a splicing tool.
That is the downside of my auto strippers is that you can only use them for stripping wire. I have to carry a cutter and a crimper as well.
They strip and that nothing else. That's why they're an auto stripper, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You want a versatile stripper. You want to be able to take it in the back room, right? No,
I think I have like two or three of these, strippers? Just laying around in the shop.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's
high dollar?
Not in the shop.
Jimmy rolling in the money here with some high dollar strippers.
Oh, man. Cool. So we got soldering iron.
Yeah. So now you can put the wire together. Mm-hmm. Well, you can cut the wire.
Yep.
You can solder the wire together. Uh-huh. You can clean your solder. Mm-hmm. So do you have another item for us?
Yeah. So another one is one of my favorite electrical items, which is the heat shrink solder. Low heat solder butt connectors, essentially. And so all you do is you take your strippers and strip your wire and then stick both ends into these little low heat solder connectors in both sides, apply heat through a heat gun. I think you could even use like a hairdryer if you have one available.
I've used a lighter.
You used a lighter on them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of different ways to get the solder to heat up, but it's really neat because it doesn't have just solder in the middle, which gives you a very positive connection between your two wires. It also has glue on the end. So there's another, if you look at those, the people that got the gift boxes, the blue rings in there is a glue. And so as you heat that up, it also glues and seals all that up to the elements as well.
It gets it watertight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So those are excellent for if you are in a more mobile application, right? You don't you don't want to straight up solder those things together with these. I mean, the low solder
depending
allows
on
it
the
to
situation
move
yeah
a little more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, depends on the situation for sure, but we got a nice little pack of I think 100 per 110 for every gift box, something like that. So
I'll have to get Jimmy a heat gun that we have.
Oh yeah.
I have a heat gun. I just am saying that I've used lighters on them because
most people
don't carry a heat gun out onto the trail.
Yeah,
that is
so. If you don't have a heat gun with you, you can still use a lighter.
Yeah. We have the butane heaters that are nice.
Ooh, I don't have a heat gun.
Too late.
Dang it. I mean, I could use a new heat gun because mine's just some, you know, Harbor Freight one or something.
$5 special at Harbor Freight. Yeah.
It was like one of those freebies, like, oh, you bought something. Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
Jimmy's trying to use my trigger words.
The HF word.
High ding, frequency. Ding.
Yeah.
So what else do we got in the box?
Yeah, we have another one of your favorite items is silicone tape.
Oh, yeah.
And what I like about the silicone tape is that it's not really that sticky except mm-hmm. to itself.
Uh-huh.
It sticks yeah. really great to itself. Mm-hmm. But if you try to wrap it around anything else, it doesn't really stick to it. So mm-hmm. what you have to do is you have to pull off a decent chunk, wrap it around, and make sure that you're getting it onto itself so mm-hmm. that it starts sticking and grabbing, so then you mm-hmm. can continue to wrap up whatever you're doing.
Yeah, the nice thing about the silicone tape is that it's also super stretchy.
Yes.
And so it kind of forms to whatever you're wrapping it around. Yeah. So it's used a lot in radio applications for sealing up and weather sealing coax connections. So I've used it also on connectors on rigs too. Like if there's any parts of wiring harnesses that maybe has come open over time because you have an old rig and just the wiring harness starts falling apart, or you have wiring that runs in through your fender or like just behind the wheel or something, you don't have fender liners anymore. It's a really great way to seal up wiring because once you stretch it out and adhere it to itself, it becomes waterproof, watertight. So yeah, silicone tape, it's a really great tool for electrical wiring.
I love that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I've seen even high voltage applications mm-hmm. when they're working on power lines going into my house and they're mm-hmm. just wrapping it like crazy.
Yep.
If you get it tight enough and put enough space between things, it's a watertight application mm-hmm. too. So
yep, absolutely.
I like, especially right now when you have the rainstorms, your extension cords, it's a good idea to just do that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
For Christmas lights and all? Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Outdoor Christmas lights, that's a great use for them.
Yeah.
We popped a breaker at the assistant's house.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Jeez. It's funny with the wind and stuff like that. Like at my house, I have everything's outside and it's all connected to one breaker in the garage, which I have my garage fridge. You guys know of, and it keeps on popping it because the wind keeps on blowing open the little. It's like I have to tape them shut now, or figure out how to tape them shut because the water gets in it and then it just mm-hmm. pops it, and then.
So silicone tape. It's another item that we had in the gift box this go around. What else do we got in there?
Yeah, we're getting towards the end, but one of the last items here on the list is metal zip ties.
So yeah, these were interesting. I had never even heard of these until you showed me them. You're like, check these out. And I was like, what the hell is it? You're like, it's a zip tie. And I was like, I don't think this qualifies as a zip tie. But then you're like, no, look, it is. And then you mm-hmm. can reuse them. And I was like, oh shit, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Explain to me these metal zip ties.
Oh my God, I wish I had the F-150 today. I have them in my center console in the F-150. I need to put some in Kermit. I don't have any in Kermit right now, but
they look identical to zip ties for the mm-hmm. most part, except they're made out of a stainless.
Mm-hmm. Stainless steel.
Yep.
It says here, according to Amazon's choice, self-heavy-duty locking, self-locking cable ties. Ooh, for exhaust wrapping, fence, outdoor, and canopy, etc. You know, they put that etc. in there. It means it's serious stuff. Okay, so in a way, the best way to I like this picture here. It almost is almost acting like a air hose clamp.
Like a yes. hose clamp, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So if you look at the photo there, it's showing like an sure. air hose mm-hmm. clamp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Almost kind of thing where you can kind of tie it in there. Mm-hmm. So it actually would save you a lot if you do throw a vacuum or air hose clamp, to have those in there.
Yeah.
That's yep. almost a permanent stay.
I don't know how easy it is to get those things really, really tight. Like, I don't know if you can really crank them down like you can a hose clamp or like baling wire, those kinds of things, but
I'm sure you could like stick some needle nose in there and start rolling it and try to crank it down. Oh,
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say that it has almost a 200 pound tensile strength.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, most zip ties you see on the market are 18, 20 pounds.
Right.
Tensile strength
and that's,
of zip
and
ties.
And that's sort of the thing is that's what's neat about these is they're stronger than a plastic zip tie.
Mm-hmm.
And they also won't like erode or decompose or mm-hmm. Get brittle with heat.
UV or heat.
They'll last so much longer in a UV application. Mm-hmm. Like my old man stole some of them and he built like this weird wood structure outside. And he's like, these are great because they'll last forever.
Yeah.
Like it won't, they won't fall apart in a year,
uh-huh.
you know? And he's like, they're so much stronger than plastic zip ties and I don't have to worry about it falling apart in a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking is a good one. I don't know if anyone brings canopies to their overland stuff, but
like pop-up tents.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I use zip ties on them all the time to try and keep them from flapping out and stuff. Yeah, those might be a better solution because they get UV'd so heavy in the wind.
Yeah.
The tensile strength might be better for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're staking something into the ground and cinching it down one way or another, I think that these would be a good solution.
And these are reusable, right? You can undo them.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You might be able to figure out how to stick something into the locking end and pry it down to undo it, but it's not there's not a button to release it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. They're self-locking, but it doesn't say anything about unlocking.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that was a really nice find. When I saw those, I was like, oh, yeah. Never heard of those before. That was kind of cool. So awesome. So metal zip ties. Is that exactly what they're called, or is there another name if somebody wanted to search for them?
Just got rid of it.
Get B. Murphy on it.
B-Murph.
Metal cable zip tie is what it's called on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What else?
Which is where we got them.
Yeah. What else do we got in there?
I think the next item on the list was an air freshener because we have had complaints that in one of the gift boxes we didn't add air fresheners.
Yeah.
So we just grabbed some air fresheners and threw those in there for you guys. And then
can you elaborate on the different smells?
Did you find one.
The gear oil and PB Blaster ones?
No. No, all of them were the same one. And I don't even remember what it was, but it had like a little skull and crossbone looking thing. And yeah, there wasn't a variety this time of bourbon and old leather or pine or coconut or anything. It was just whatever the cool looking one was.
I think we need to start like a trading collection and like you get a random one.
The car fresheners
and like,
well, hopefully they're using them.
Contest.
You know, like every 6 months they're going to put a new car freshener in.
Well, it could be like a trading collecting item. Did you get the bourbon one yet? No. And then they trade them and use, you know.
Yeah. For a while there, we were considering adding like a puzzle piece into people's, like buying a bunch of puzzles and adding puzzle pieces in, and then so they could eventually somebody make a puzzle or something. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get around to that.
No.
It's really hard to track.
Yeah, right. And it's like, oh no, we got a new person. Now we add new puzzle pieces. Like, whatever. And we were like, how many people are really going to get like 10 boxes? You know, that's 5 years.
5 years, I know. It'd be a long time before they make a puzzle.
I mean, that would be what, episode 10,000 for you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, that's about it. Besides adding some stickers and the little flyers and things inside of there, I think that's about the extent of the gift boxes.
Wait, I think you missed the most important part for some people. What candy was put in there?
You would bring that up. Jimmy, what kind of candy was in there?
I forgot to put the candy in the boxes. Oh man, yeah. I heard it. I got an earful on that one from one of our non-subscribed box listeners. I was going to say,
they don't even get a box.
They gave me an earful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I left it at the assistant's house when I was doing the
look at this spin the, make of the boxes. Blame.
Yeah. No, it wasn't her fault. I left it at her house. I was at my place and I was putting the boxes together and it just wasn't in front of me. And I thought I was done putting the boxes together. And so I buttoned them all up and shipped them all out. And then I think a few days later, I was like, I totally forgot to put candy in.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Marlene. Maybe we'll send you a box of all the candy that I bought.
There you go. Just throw it into a big old box.
Yeah. Even though it's probably not enough for her, but
yeah. Nope. Awesome. So let's go over how much these things are. Like if people, now that they know what was in the box, if they wanted to go try some of the items that were in there and go get them themselves, where can they find those items? How much are they? Let's get some consumer info in here for people.
All right. So the Weller item that you're looking at is about $23. You can find that at Amazon or local retailer, please. Acme Tools. So you could go there if you want.
What about Zorro?
Zorro is also a very good spot.
Acme Tool or Tools?
Either or. Either or. It does not matter on those two. Both of those are local companies. So you could buy it on there. The crimper You can buy same place Zorro and other places, Acme Tool and Tools.
And so that's just it's a gear wrench 19-in-1 crimper.
I don't know if it's nine. I think that I was mixing the screwdriver 19-in-1. Yeah,
it's a multi tool.
It's just a multi tool.
It says multi tool electrical wire stripper and crimper.
Okay.
Part number 2162D.
2162D. There you go.
Memorize those things.
So you can get that. You have it in a nightmare enough. So you can get a smoking deal on it for about $17, but regularly they're about, again, $20. So 24 okay. on the high side. So you can get that multiple places. So
nice. And what about the Weller sponge, the brass sponge for the tip cleaner?
Well, as we found out, probably the only place you could probably get it is Amazon right now.
Yeah.
And you can get that for like under $15.
Yeah, so it's about 15.
So it's mm-hmm. a consumable item too a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it will last for a while, but it gets dirty and over
lasts
time.
Lasts a hell of a lot longer than a sponge does. A regular
it certainly
sponge,
does.
So, yeah.
Yes. So it's about under $15.
Yeah, I want to say it was right around there. So let's see. We had the low heat solder connectors. That yep. pack of 100, 110 of them, that something like that was in there was $8.
Yeah, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
$8 to $10.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the Silico tape is right around $6.
Okay. And that was a pretty small roll that we put in there. It was more just kind of like a sample because that stuff is expensive.
Yes. It is, but it's so nice.
It does. It works very, very well. It'll handle, I was just looking at it, it'll handle up to 700 PSI of tensile strength.
Really?
So yeah, if you wrap it properly and seal it off, it holds up to 700 PSI supposedly.
Is it actually got an insulation rating on it?
Let me see what it did. I just had that up.
See, I put them on the spot. I can get a part number in 2 seconds.
So it said resists melting up to 260 degrees Celsius, so 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Resists or remains flexible down to negative 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Tensile strength of 700 plus PSI. Insulates to 400 volts.
400 volts. I mean, that's anything more than anything that you're going to get in your car.
Oh yeah, unless you're dealing with like your spark plugs, and those are ramped way up, as we found out, Corey, didn't we?
We certainly do. It almost got. Yeah, that's right. Because we had them out, and you told me to crank it, yeah. And I was like, "You sure?" You gave me the nod. Yeah, just crank it. Boom, and then you dropped it quicker. Then I turned the key, I think,
because
once it went.
I was like, oh, it's sparking. We're good.
So, yeah, the spark plug was fine.
Yeah.
After we changed it.
Yep. Yeah, so, that silicone tape is nice. It's expensive, though. A roll of 36 feet of it is about $13, $13 to $14. So.
And then we did 8 foot?
I think we did 8 or 10 foot rolls, something like that.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Air fresheners were like 33 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Piece.
Big roller.
Yeah. Right, and right up here with the metal zip ties, which are about 5 cents each. And I think I threw 4 or 5 of them in the boxes.
Nice.
I can't remember. I think there's 5 in each box.
Nice.
So 25 cents.
Yeah.
But those, yeah.
That's actually a pretty good cost on this. If you really think about it,
right?
You can't buy zip ties individually. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, if you were to go to Amazon, you're not buying those. They're about $10 for, like 100 of them or something. Yeah, somewhere around there. So that makes them 10 cents a piece.
Yeah.
So whatever. Never mind. Math's so off a
10
little.
10 cents a piece? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's roughly the equivalent of like a 250 bag of regular zip ties.
Yeah, regular zip ties. Yeah. So for tower work and installing antennas on towers, we use zip ties that are about $5 per zip tie.
Yes.
Because they're all like highly UV resistant. They're designed to be up there for 15 to 20 years in all the weather conditions. So yeah, those guys get pricey.
Yeah, I bet. And I think that's about it on the list.
Nice. So what was the final retail value of the box?
The retail value is $75.
Okay. So not bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's see. Anything else? Do we have?
Well, it might have been a little bit more if you included the candy. So
I know. Yeah. Well, that price does not include the candy, the box, the tissue papers. There was no candy, but I mean the tissue papers, the box, shipping.
Yeah.
And all things that we're trying to keep under the $60 that we save. So
yeah.
yeah. But yeah, so we made a little bit of money on for you guys out there by in this box, and I'm excited for the next one. That's yeah. That's my big
next one should be a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
So
and hopefully if I get the list now, we'll be on time.
Yeah.
Is that a hint? Hint. Push. Hint, push.
Hint. Hint. Remind me.
You will know.
I've got my computer right now. We should probably put it in right now.
I'll tell you the item we need right now.
Yeah.
Or after the recording.
After recording, not right now.
Yeah.
We'll edit it out. So cool. Thank you again, Mr. Gear Wrench Corey over here for helping us out with these boxes and making them a lot of fun for everybody out there that's getting them. And hopefully a little bit of fun for people listening that want to get in on the gift boxes in the future. So get some really cool items. So
yeah, yeah. It was fun to see the responses on the Patreon Facebook page, everyone getting their boxes. I think... Yeah, universally it was pretty well received, so that's good. I mean, it was a good value of the box and some really cool items on there, and so I was glad to be part of it, even though I caused it to be late.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody but Carlos loves it.
Yeah.
And Marlene. He returned it.
And Marlene. And Marlene, yeah. Marlene doesn't have a voice, though.
No,
that's not true. She doesn't, yeah. She can't say if she liked it or disliked it, because she's not a part of this. No.
Yeah.
She just wants her candy.
Yeah. Cool.
I think I'm not going to send Sherpa candy from now on.
Oh,
that's rough.
I know.
Don't take that on Sherpa.
He doesn't get the candy anyway.
Maybe we just need to like
Marlene send eats the candy it straight before to Florida. Sherpa gets the parts.
We just need to send it straight to Florida for him.
Yeah. I'll just send him the candy, but the box too. Yeah. That's funny. The compound.
Yeah. All right, man. So anything else that we can go over?
Anything new going on?
Anything new on the Gear Wrench Crescent side of stuff? Or
there's going to be some stuff that we're going to roll out. Probably we'll have to do that in another probably New Year episode or by Tool Time. When we do Tool Time, there'll be quite a few new things that are coming out.
Cool. So, what's Tool Time?
Tool Month?
Tool Month.
Oh, okay.
When is it? June or July?
June or July, we'll go over all this stuff. I mean, right now, obviously, any new product just gets delayed and delayed.
Yeah. So
by then, we'll be all caught up, hopefully. And for everyone out there waiting on stuff, just in general in life, I think everyone's expecting, hopefully, shipping to be better by end of Q1, but you never know.
Yeah. I foresee this problem continuing for a while. So
once Chinese New Year's over, we're going to be fine.
It's not even that. It's literally, it's just everything's backed up. And once you get behind on something, it's never going
to
come back.
It's hard to get caught back up. Cool. So you heard the news. Of course, you've heard the news about the Home Depot's not getting restocked.
Yes.
Because you're the one that told us. Did you also hear the news that the reason why they are sold out of tools is because of this podcast and everybody going and buying them?
I hope it is. And I hope, and on it, in all truthfulness, if you participated in this and you've bought it, it really does help this podcast and helps us because, you know, they keep the list and they say, hey, from the people, the podcast that participated in this, we've got X amount of people doing it. And it helps us be able to continue to do things like this and you know, help the guys get involved and do more cool stuff for you guys listeners. And we've got some cool stuff planned for January with just even the King of the Hammer stuff. But even going forward, we might have some opportunities specifically for you guys as listeners in some different things that might involve some really awesome people taking some other people that are really awesome, some trail rides. So,
nice. So
hopefully it will work out. But yeah, but the more you guys participate in that stuff, the more stuff that we can give contests for you guys.
And some fun teasers there for everybody.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So go ravage your Home Depots. Go find it if you can.
Yeah.
And buy some nice Christmas gifts. There's some really good one-of-a-kind kits that you can only find at Home Depot, too.
Yeah, so, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so some of the SE versions of that little skinny stuff is not available in other places. So
nice. Very cool, man. Cool. So I guess without further ado, if anybody had any questions on these items or anything else, Gear Wrench, Crescent, Weller, related, any of the other brands you guys cover, where should they send them off to?
Jason at Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
have they paid off their debt yet?
No, that's why they're getting all the questions.
I got you. Okay.
he keeps on saying, like, I owe him tools. He owes me money before he gets any tools. Sitting there saying, I owe him tools. I said, hey, let's meet together. And I think he knew the lawyer was coming, so he bailed on me.
He didn't send Lorenzo?
No.
Lorenzo went out hoofing.
Yeah.
So, no, and all you can find me on my IG. It's GW_Corey. So,
nice.
You can find me there. You know, I post occasionally some fishing things or some, hopefully I'll more photos of Blanche as we're starting to move on and some wheeling trips.
Yeah, we're getting that project moving forward finally. So,
oh yes,
that'll be finally. Nice. Yeah. Cool. Jimmy, if people wanted to ask you any questions, where can they do that at?
Tyler@snailtrail4x4.com.
Perfect.
And how about you, Tyler? If somebody wanted to ask you a question?
I don't have an email. I'm dropping off the face of the earth. Yeah. Now we're at Jimmy@snailtrail4x4.com. Nice. Or you can call in at 916-345-4744. And then you can send all of your complaints over to 408-800-5169. So, yeah, I think that about does it for this episode. Recapping the gift boxes. If you guys liked hearing about the gift boxes and want in on the gift box next time it's open, make sure you mark your calendars for April 2022. April's when we will be opening the gift box tier back up. And that will, if you sign up during April, then you'll have 6 months to wait until you get your first gift box. And that'll be October. So
Jim's month. Well, not really, but.
Right before Jim's month.
Yeah. He usually falls over into Jim's month.
Yeah. So cool.
Speaking of that, aren't there two more presents for me?
No.
Yeah.
He's so disappointed, guys. Like his face is drawn. He's walking out the room right now. He's quitting the podcast as we speak.
I'm rolling those over into Christmas.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So I guess that about does it. Corey, do you have any final words for everybody out there?
Solder up.
And Jimmy, do you have any final words?
Saddle up.
And with that, my friends, keep crawling.
I got one for you.
Okay.
What does Miley Ray Cyrus have for Christmas dinner?
I don't know.
Twerky.
For, okay.
Oh.
That was bad.
I know. That's why I kept giggling. All right, I got a good one. Okay. What's every parent's favorite part of A Christmas Carol?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Silent Night.
Amen. Does not happen.
No, does not happen.